Amen. Aren't you glad of that fact this morning? Amen. I'm glad we, the people of God, have a better place ahead, a better day. And I bless the Lord for it. Look in your Bibles, the book of Luke. Sure appreciate the singing, the choir, the special singing. I can say this depth of my heart, it has surely ministered to my heart today, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the good songs of Zion and how they do help us. Amen. Luke chapter 15, I'm going to read some verses that I preached out of several months ago, and it won't be the same thought, I promise you that. But that's the amazing thing about this book. You can preach one verse over and over again and find something fresh and new in it every time. And that's one reason you can know this Bible's not a man-written book. God wrote this book. What man's ideas, but it's God's word. Amen. And I'm thankful for that and how rich and real it is to our heart. And I thank him for it. Luke chapter 15, you will able to stand this morning. Verse number 11, I'll read down through the remainder of the chapter. Last time I just preached through verse 24, but going to look at from verse 11 through verse 32 this morning. I had a thought that God stirred my heart riding down the interstate, coming back from Robbinsville from the Mission Candidate School. For Prayer Baptist this past week, and God just touched my heart, and I won't try to preach these verses as God directs us this morning. Luke chapter 15, verse number 11. Bible said, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there rose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. No more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. He answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I served thee, neither transgressed I any time thy commandment. Yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou ever with me, all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I thank you for the word of God, how rich and real it is in my soul today. And Lord, I thank you for how you minister to us. Thank you for the house of God where we can come, gather the people of God for a little while, worship you, magnify you in this place. Lord, I ask you now that you touch these lips of clay. I need you to touch me in a special way today. Give a of the Holy Ghost that I might preach and hearts to be touched and lives to be changed. I save sinners, stir your people, and all you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse number 12 this morning where the Bible says, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he, speaking about the father, and he divided unto them his living. I'm going to preach this morning, the Lord helping me, just a few minutes on this subject of what the Father gave. What the Father gave. We find in this chapter and in these verses in particular, we often, as I did several months ago, preached about this younger son, and we could also preach even about that elder son and his attitude and his actions. But if you notice as we was reading over and over again, it mentions about the Father. I will say this and stress this to you in this text, that the Father is the main character. He is the center of attention in this part of this parable. Now, this parable of Luke 15 is in three parts. It's the sheep, it's the silver, and it's the son. In the lost sheep, we're seeing the Lord Jesus as the shepherd, the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, the great shepherd. How? That he seeks that which is lost. Then we find a picture of the Holy Ghost in that woman seeking out that silver. But here, this Father represents our Heavenly Father. And I will say this, hear me real good. Everybody cannot claim God as their Father. Only those of us who are saved and are in the family of God can say our Father which art in heaven. As I get down to pray multiple times in the day, I always start out saying, my Heavenly Father. I will tell you, there's some joy, there is a peace, there is an encouragement in the fact that we know we are talking to someone that we are related to. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm glad for our Heavenly Father. If you're not saved, you're a child of wrath. And if you ain't careful, you become a child of the devil. Hey, but you can get saved and be a child of the living God. Oh, yes. We find the Father is the one who is emphasized in verse 11 through verse 32. And I said, I'm preaching on what the Father gave. For he said there he divided them his living. He is given. What did the Father give? There's three things, and we'll make a present day application and let you go. First of all, we see in verse 12, he gave his goods, that living, that land that he sold to give that boy the money that belonged to the Father. Why, everything that boy had came from his daddy. Hey, can I remind you and I that are saved? Everything we have came from our Heavenly Father. Amen. The Bible declares to us in the book of James, we find in James 1:17, he said there every good and every perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father of lights, of whom, with whom is no variableness nor neither shadow of turning. We find every good and perfect gift is given from our Heavenly Father. Hey, I thought about something here. This daddy was asked of his boy to give him his inheritance before he ever died. He was treating his daddy in words. He said, I wish you were dead. Amen. Hey, because he wasn't under normal circumstance, got it, until the father was up in age and maybe couldn't work the field anymore or after death. But he is wanting his goods right then. And the father gave him what was his from him. Amen. Now, here's something I want to stress to you. If we're talking about what the father gave, you think about the goods he's given us. Amen. You see, first of all, he gave us life physical. Amen. The Bible tells us over in the book of Acts, I thought about this verse yesterday and again this morning, a couple of verses in Acts chapter 17, latter part of verse number 25. It said, I see and he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. Hey, we're here today because God put life in us. We didn't evolve. Amen. Hey, you're not here by chance.
That's right. According to the psalmist, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hey, God knew about us from the time of conception. He put us there. He said our members are written in His book. I'm saying to us, God's give us life. And what a treasure life is. I like living, don't you? I do. I'm wanting to go to heaven, but not on the next bus. Amen. I mean that I want to go in the main load. You say, what's that, preacher? The rapture of the church. Amen. I'm glad we have a place. But you know what? I love living. God gave me this life. Oh, yes, a physical life. Hey, what about life eternal? Amen. He said there in John, talked about the sheep in verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Aren't you glad not only for physical life, but eternal life, for salvation today? Hey, I promise you this, you didn't save yourself. There wasn't a preacher saved you. There wasn't a church that saved you. Oh, that's right. But God, He gave you a great gift. Oh, hey, that gift of salvation, that's His goods given to us freely. Amen. Hey, no, listen to this. What about all the blessings? The psalmist said in Psalm 68:19 that we're loaded daily with benefits. You say, preacher, I ain't got nothing. You got more than you're letting on. You got more than you want that you're thinking about at the moment. You maybe just made your own a hard place in your life right now. But I promise you this, every day you live, you are blessed by God. Amen. Just little things that we survive driving down the road. What a miracle that is. Amen. Oh, we're blessed above measure. Hey, I don't want to go around looking sad and sour. God's been mighty good to me. He has blessed me with all blessings, physical and spiritual this morning. Oh, friend, we are blessed. What about the talents God give us? Amen. People talk about, well, they taught themselves to do this and taught themselves to do that. I'm going to tell you something. God gives ability. Amen. You can do it. If you can tie your shoes, God taught you how to tie your shoes. Amen. Whatever you can do, whatever belt you got, it wasn't something you acquired by yourself. God gave you that. Amen. Preacher, where are you going with this message? Well, I'm saying this. He gave this boy his goods, but his boy wasted it. That word wasted means to throw to the wind, to squander. Amen. Can I ask you something? With the gifts, the goods God's give you, what are you doing with them? Amen. You see, God has given you life. What are you doing with your life? He's given you eternal life. What are you doing about that? Amen. Hey, He blesses you and He supplies and He's given you ability. What are you doing with your abilities? Hey, so many are squandering them. Amen. We're in a country that's blessed above measure, but we're the most probably unthankful nation in the world. Amen. Hey, God gave His goods to us, and this father gave His goods to his younger son and to the older son. Well, not only we see the father gave his goods, but let me say secondly, the father gave his grace. For you find in verses 20 through 24, we find that after this boy, those verses, verse 11 through 19, the boy has squandered what he's been given, and he's lived a sinful life, and he's at the depths of sin, and he's in the hog pen. His life is a wreck. His life is ruined, and nobody cares, and nobody's interested in it. But the Bible said he came to himself, and he said, I'll repent. I'm going home just to be a servant. But we find out according to verse 20 through 24 that the father gave grace to him. Look at them verses again. It said he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. By the way, that word kiss there means to smother with kisses. He didn't just kiss him one time. He kept on kissing him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. No more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. This my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Hey, let me say something right here. According to the book of Deuteronomy, I thought about this verse, these verses over in Deuteronomy, chapter 21. This son's a rebel that this father had. I said he was wanting something that wasn't time for him to have it. He's wishing his dad was dead. He's a rebel. And he lived a sinful life when he left home. Here's what the Bible said in Deuteronomy 21, and begin verse 18. If a man have a stubborn, rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn, rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. You understand the father could have put that boy to death. Amen. He had every right. He had the law of God on his side. But he didn't give him the law. He gave him grace. Amen. Hey, the boy deserved death, but he got grace. Can I remind you, grace is getting what you do not deserve? You don't deserve grace. I don't deserve grace. We all deserve judgment this morning. But God gave his grace to us. Oh, did you notice as I was reading, that boy went home, the father ran to him, and I preached about that boy. But did you notice as the boy's confessing to the father, he didn't get it all told? Did you notice that? Because what he said he's going to do, there's some more part to it. He talked about, I've sinned against heaven before you. But before he could get about that making me a servant business, the father interrupted. And it said, but the father. Oh, you see, he was being received as though he had not left. Amen. Hey, the father is gracious today. Amen. Aren't you glad grace was extended your way? Hey, can I remind you, Galatians 6:1, about those that follow those that are spiritual, restore such a one? Hey, that older brother could have used knowing that verse. Amen. Baptists in our day need to memorize that verse. Amen. Hey, we find that the father gave his goods, but the father also gave him a grace. Hey, I'm glad for grace. Oh, there's some verses I love in the Psalms. Over there in Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2, it's the verses when I've signed Bibles and things, and I'll write these verses. They mean a lot to me with a song. I said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his name. And he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefit. I like those verses. But I like something he says down further in that Psalm. Verses 10 through 14, it said this, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. What does that mean, preacher? He didn't give us what we deserved. Amen. Hey, I want you, when you get home today, go look in that mirror again and look at somebody that didn't deserve grace but got grace. Amen. Hey, you ought to be in hell this morning, but God gave you grace in keeping you out of hell. Amen. Hey, friend, he goes on talking about as far as east is from the west. I saw that he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Hey, I'm glad for grace today. Hey, the father gave his goods. The father gave grace. And then let me say in verse 28 through 32, the father gave his guidance. For we find in verse 25, the elder son comes back, hears this celebration going on, asks what it was, and one of the servants says, your brother's home and your father's killed the fatted calf because he's received him safe and sound. They are celebrating because that younger son's home. Well, that older brother was angry, according to verse 28. Said he was angry and would not go in. He said, I ain't going in there. I'm not celebrating. You see, somehow or another, this boy knew what his younger brother had gotten into. Whether that's just a report back or whether sometime happened to go to the city itself. My friend, he found out something about his brother. I'll tell you something. Listen to me. This older son's like a lot of folk get sometime as Christians. If you ain't real careful, you get real judgmental. You ain't real careful, you'll forget how wicked you were when God saved you. Amen. Sometimes you don't pay attention to all the stuff you get into in a week's time. Amen. Hey, I'm glad God ain't regarding iniquity against me. Amen. I'm glad he's forgiven me and given me grace. Hey, he tells this young man there, he said, you need to come in. He said, well, you ain't gave me a fact yet. He said, son, I'm ever with you. All I have is yours. And he said, it's right for us to celebrate. Your brother's dead and he's alive and lost his family. He was giving that boy some guidance in his life. I want to say this before I get done. I'm glad for God-given guidance. I don't know how you feel about it, but I've learned one thing in my short life. But I'll say this, and I mean it. I've found out I need the Lord to guide me. I don't know anything, can't do anything. I was meditating this morning, and boy, the Holy Ghost reminded me of that great psalm. There in Psalm 23, where he said, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. But listen to verse 2 and 3 fresh this morning. Would you listen afresh? Said, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He guides me. He's guiding you. Hey, have you ever looked back at your life and thought, how did I not get in a mess? You knew you was headed for a mess. You realize, well, decisions you making weren't very good, very smart choices. And God in his infinite wisdom and mercy began to guide you in another direction. Oh, I'm glad for God's guidance. Oh, yeah. Hey, I couldn't come in or go out wasn't for him. Amen. Hey, you listen to me this morning. You need the guidance of God. I need the guidance of God. I promise you one thing, as I pastor here and I study and pray and preach, I promise you this, I ask God for wisdom every day because I need God's wisdom. I need guidance to do what the Lord's called me to do. Hey, I have to ask God for guidance as I raise my family. Amen. You think about all God helps you with. Guide your life. Without God, we'd make shipwreck. We'd make a mess if it wasn't for the Lord today. Hey, we see what the Father gave. He gave us goods, gave us grace, and gave us guidance. And I say this one more time in closing. What are you doing with what God gave you? With the goods he gave, what are you doing? You're squandering them? Are you throwing it to the wind, giving it away? Hey, what about his grace? Have you forgotten how wonderful his grace is? And what about his guidance? Have you been ignoring? You know, listen to me, there's times I've got myself in trouble and I never would have got in trouble had I just stopped long enough and listened to the voice of God. Because he is there the whole time, he is speaking the whole time, but I'm just too foolish. Amen. Too self-centered to listen. That's right. Boy, in our lives, physical and the spiritual realm, sometimes we think we know more than we really know. And we need the Lord. Amen. What are you doing with what the Father gave you today? I know this may not be one of them red letter day preaching I'm doing today, but I'm telling you this is what God told me to give you. And I hope and pray you'll take it to heart and let God seal it in your heart. God's give you everything you got. Everything. Without him, you're nothing. Without him, I'm nothing. He's give us everything. Father, take this message, use it for thy glory. I've tried my best to deliver what you've been putting on my heart in this day. Lord, I love you because you first loved me. Help us, Lord, save souls. Help your people, and we'll thank and we'll praise you in Jesus' name.